This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ and Jamie.
What's the deal with this sleep
thing?
Listen,
I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm saying the study says you're a bad person.
Why?
Jamie.
Because it says compassionate people have fewer sleep problems. Compassionate people have fewer sleep problems and are more likely to get a good night's rest all night long.
Yeah, but it's because we care so much that we're just, you know, concerned about everybody else. We're thinking about them and it's keeping us up at night.
You're the king of care.
Yeah.
Fidel, don't take this the wrong way.
But here we go.
But on this particular study,
BJ,
I'd rather not have you in my corner. I think everybody understands that.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Yes, 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 yes. We are here. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. And you get it for free. You take us anywhere you go. You get the podcast. That's when it works. Got to throw that in there, I guess. They don't tell me to, but I feel like at this phase, I got to start, you know, at least warning people.
Little disclaimer.
Sometimes you have problems with that app. But don't you with every app? I mean, think about it. We're no different than everybody else, right?
Banking apps, everything.
Yeah. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How are you? It's Friday.
It's Friday. I'm happy it's Friday, but I can't stop watching the TikTok videos of everything that's going on with the hurricane.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, isn't it? And we're getting feeds and video and reporting from Florida and other places too, like Atlanta, Georgia, that you would never have gotten in the past.
Yeah. Like first-hand accounts. Like one guy went live. He's in his living room. It's literally halfway full of water, and he's in a canoe.
Yeah. I don't know why, but we love doom and gloom, don't we? We watch these things all the time.
It's crazy.
People's houses are flooded. Houses that get swept out into the ocean like, whoa, look at that. It's crazy. Good morning, Spadel.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You also gloating on doom and gloom this morning?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching that video Carson was talking about. That dude's just in a canoe in his living room.
It's crazy.
They had a lot of those canoes going by the weather people yesterday on the Weather Channel.
Yeah. I even saw one where one of the weather people was pointing out that there were alligators in their live shot.
Sure was.
Yeah, wow. Across the street.
And that's not fake either.
No, this one was real.
Yeah. This is not one of those crazy internet videos that we've fallen for. There were alligators in the streets in Tallahassee.
No joke.
I saw.
Yeah.
With my own eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spadel.
That one was actually real.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for verifying that for me. Okay. Are you guys ready for Friday frolics?
Can't wait for Friday Frolics.
Friday Frolics is here. I'm promising a good frolicky show today. Where the hell's Jamie?
I don't know.
Where's Jamie? Anybody heard from Jamie?
No.
I don't have any
What's going on with her? Where's Jamie?
Hopefully she's not sleeping.
No, let me take a look here and see if I've got a text or not.
I don't have one.
Nothing.
Nope.
No, got nothing. I don't know. Maybe she's Friday frolicking somewhere else. Maybe she's already at Bud's.
She didn't want to be a part of the Friday frolics.
Who knows? I don't know. All right, we're just getting started this morning. We do have New Kids on the Block. It's a fly away to Vegas. We'll do that at 9 o'clock, giving you a code word for that. Also, we'll tease the fact that a big announcement is coming on Monday morning at 8 o'clock with Alice in Winterland. We found out yesterday, under the radar, who exactly is playing at the show, and it's here.
Oh, this is massive.
Yeah. Can I do words that rhyme with the act?
No.
No.
Too soon?
Yeah, way too soon.
Yeah, like 3 days too soon. Uh-huh. You can't do it.
No, please.
I feel like he's going to slip.
Can I know, man. Can I play like a hook?
No.
Of a song?
No.
You can't even play a note.
No.
But I'm dying to be the first.
I know you want it.
I know you want it so bad,
but we can't do it yet.
That way I beat that Heather Collins. Is that right?
Heather. Yeah.
Is it Collins?
Heather Collins. Yeah.
Yeah. I get to know people after they're here for about a year. and then Slacker. See, I could beat all of them to the punch if I just announce it today. Screw.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, but you shouldn't.
I don't think anyone's going to announce
How
it today.
How bad is it going to be? I mean, what are they going to do to me? Huh?
I don't know. I'll let you fall on that sword.
Yeah.
I'll let you find out.
I'm not scared. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started on a Friday. We are so excited. The weekend is almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. What an ideal way of starting the Frolic Friday, man. Little Britney Spears. Woo, toxic. Good morning, Jamie.
What is that? What are you, a DJ today?
It's Frolic Friday, man. Yeah. You got to get involved here.
Twin spin.
You got to put on one of my party hats, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Come on now. Get dressed up.
Can I just tell you what happened this morning, which is so funny? So I'm laying in bed, right? And the alarm goes off, and I have a snooze like y'all do on your iPhones, right? And I'm like, it's Friday. I don't care what I look like today. I hit snooze. So I was like, so happy it's Friday. This is so great. And then I'm hitting snooze, right? And then I sleep for 8 minutes. My snoozes are weird. 8 minutes and 43 seconds.
Yeah, I get random ones too, like 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right?
I'm like, what?
I mean, because I didn't set that. It just comes up like
it does.
That. It's so weird. So I have 8 minutes and 43 seconds left, right? And I close my eyes again and I wake up and I'm like, all right, I'll snooze one more time because I don't care, right? Because I'm just going to throw
Doesn't
on clothes.
Doesn't matter. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Frolic Friday.
I'm going to wear a hat. Yeah. I don't care. I'll get ready for today's festivities later. I'll go home, take a shower, get ready. So anyway, all of a sudden, the second alarm goes off and I was like, oh, no. I was like, our boss said, hey, you guys need to be camera ready for a photo shoot tomorrow. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
So guess what that big bag is over there? That's called face in a bag.
Oh.
I literally have, you know how your wives have all their makeup spread out all over the counter?
Everywhere.
I took my arm and I took one of those huge King Supers $1.99 bags.
Yeah.
The yellow one that says make lemons into lemonade.
The reusable,
and
yeah.
Because I'm so classy, I just put it, so face in a bag right there. And then I was driving here, I was like, face in a bag might be a great idea.
Seriously.
Right?
Because, I mean, everything comes in a bag. It's like a to-go bag.
Yeah,
like if there's a
ready
fire
to roll.
And you can just get ready anywhere.
Yeah, face in a bag. I think they call it a makeup case, but I'm going to call it face in a bag.
Yeah, face in a bag.
Well, you made it.
I made it. Yeah.
You're all good. You all made it.
Well, yeah. I mean, because, you know, I don't. So I have blonde eyelashes. So this morning, I'm looking a little albino-y. Yeah. Blink, blink.
Yeah, they're not there today.
No, because they're blonde.
Well, they'll be there because we have face in a bag.
We have face in a bag.
Yeah, I got face in a bag.
Any minute
All right, now.
Now,
you walked in talking about what a great person you are.
I did.
I mean, literally, she walked through the door and said, hey, you're not going to believe the person I am.
I did.
And just left it at that. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll believe it. Maybe not. But maybe I'll believe it.
No, I was thinking how I made somebody. I made this guy's day today, and he doesn't even know it yet. All right, so here's what happened. So our insurance sucks, okay? Our insurance here at the Radio Ranch. I took my son into the ER, and then that hospital like during that weekend that I took him in, they sold, our insurance is fighting with the hospital. This has been going on for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in collections. Well, I'm not actually. They put my son's dad on it, and my son's dad doesn't even cover the insurance. I do. And he wasn't even at the ER that night. So he's in collections, right, and he's pissed off at me. But it's not my fault. It's the hospital.
Wow.
He wasn't even there. And he's not on my insurance. Anyway, so I call the people and the guy. And then they changed it over and put it collections on my son because he turned 18 since I took him there when he was 16. And I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Right? It's like, you can't, a kid that was 16, you can't take him into collections now because he turned 18.
Right.
Right? So anyway,
yeah.
So I was talking to this guy, Devin, and I explained everything. And he's like, I'm going to put a hold on all this. This is a mess. He goes, I see what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. And he was really kind. And he called our insurance, actually. And so he's like, here's everything that you need to do. And he was just amazing. Right? And we've been dealing with this for 2 years. And nobody will help us.
So you're on the line yesterday with Devin.
Devin, right?
And Devin's going to fix it for you.
And I said, Devin, can I talk to your supervisor? And he's like, yes, ma'am. Is everything okay? I said, it is beyond fine. I said, I just need to tell your supervisor what an incredible human you are. And he's like, oh, and he got all like shy and weird.
Oh, I'm sure he's used to being yelled at all the time, like 24/7.
So this lady gets on and I was like, hey, I just want to tell you, like, I've never had a customer service. We've been dealing with this for 2 years. Devin is amazing. And the fact that he bothered and all, you know, I was just going on. And she's like, you're not going to believe this. She said, tomorrow is our, whatever, she called it a name, like Frolic Friday thing or something. Yeah.
Frolic Friday. It's everywhere.
And she said, we award one person a $50 gift card on Fridays.
Yeah.
That have had the most compliments. And she's like, nobody's ever gone over the top like you have or said anything about any of our employees.
Yeah.
And she's like, so Devin's our guy tomorrow and he's going to get a $50 gift card.
Oh, he's going to be so excited.
I know, and he has no idea.
Holy cow.
See,
$50.
$50.
Man,
I know.
Devin.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have any idea where Devin is?
I have
is
no
he
idea.
In like Philadelphia or somewhere?
I know he's not in India.
Okay. All right. $50 coming his way today.
Yeah.
Well, good for Devin.
I know. And I was just like, you know, all of us should like bother, like, because I was thinking about you, BJ. I'm like, BJ would never stay on the line and like talk to the supervisor.
No.
But you also wouldn't bitch.
No.
Yeah. So you're both.
I wouldn't be on the phone with Devin to begin with. No, I wouldn't even be there. So I wouldn't even have that, you know, decision to make.
Right. Yeah.
You know, about talking to the supervisor, because I would never call Devin.
Right. But I'm saying, but you're also not a complaint. Like you're indifferent about things like that. Like you wouldn't give Devin a compliment, but you also wouldn't, you know, say, can I talk to your supervisor?
Right.
Bitchy wise.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so. I wouldn't even call Devin.
Yeah, I know. I
any controversy that comes up or whatnot, I just kind of avoid it.
Well,
I don't even go
it.
There. My wife does it for the most part.
Yeah.
So I don't even go there.
Yeah.
You know?
But I was like, oh, this guy doesn't know today is his Frolic Friday day. He's getting a $50 gift card.
$50, man. Coming Devin's way.
Yep. And she
good
was
for him.
Well, yeah. I mean,
$50.
Because I was thinking, like, all of us take a moment to bitch, but none of us take a moment to compliment.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Remember a couple of days
you
ago.
You do a great job, Schmidl.
Oh, thank you.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't.
Wow.
I mean, there's complimenting people, then lying to their face is a whole different ballgame. All right? But remember, a couple of days ago, I came in complaining about the people at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And people, you know, just don't go out. They don't care anymore,
right.
It seems. So when you find somebody that does care, it kind of stands out.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. And I just like, I feel like he's going to have the best weekend ever.
Yeah.
And it's all because of you.
I kind of did say that to myself.
You know what, Schmidl, you're okay.
You're okay.
Yeah,
you do a great job. We bitch a lot, but what I meant to say is you're awesome.
Yeah, you're okay. You're not going to get $50 today like Devin did. But you're okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That feels good.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
This is a shout out to my girlfriend Kelly, who put together her whole school's fun run.
Oh, good for you.
Good job, Kelly.
Good job. Woo! Good job.
An entire school's fun run.
No kidding.
I don't feel like she had that much fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. Do you remember those? Have you had those yet?
The
fun
no,
runs?
No.
Oh, my
not
God.
That I know of.
You're supposed to ask all your relatives and all, like, your family and friends to donate money to see how many times they go into, you know, like, a lapse.
How many laps they do, yeah.
Or that's how we did it or whatever. And I was just like, I'm not going to ask everybody for money. It's so uncomfortable, isn't it?
I agree.
You know, ask everybody for money.
My wife's on to me all the time because he'll bring home these things you got to sell. And it's like taking it to work and, you know, hawking it on you guys. And it's like, no, I don't want to be that guy. I just don't want to be that guy. I'd rather just, you know, spend $100 and say somebody else bought them.
The only thing I will say that my mom did for me that was super cool, my mom worked at UPS, and in the break room, she put up my Girl Scout cookie sheet, and she just put up a sheet, and she's like, if you want cookies, here they are. And man, I want a stuffed animal.
Oh, I bet you sold so much.
You know, if it's a good item, it's something really tasty, like the Girl Scout cookies, mm-hmm. or sometimes they have that twist bread.
Braid.
Yeah, that braided bread, which we got once. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Then I don't mind it.
But it's those weird things.
It's the weird crap.
Yeah. Like, does anybody read a magazine anymore?
Oh, my gosh. I used to hawk those all the time, door to door. Yeah.
I know.
With my little pamphlet. Would you like to buy a magazine?
I know. I don't think we do the magazines anymore.
I think that's old school.
I do, too. The only magazine I get at home, which I do get a magazine at home because I prefer to have it in my hands than to look at it online, is Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
Because that one I just like having, you know? Just,
it's like Restoration Hardware. When they send that thick book, I'm like,
oh, I love that one.
I'm never going to buy anything, but this is awesome.
I forgot when it was, but it was one year in the preschool. They had those pecan logs.
Oh, yeah. Those are solid, too.
It's like, can't you come up with something better than a pecan log?
Oh, my God. Let's see here. Somebody said, Jamie, did you hear about RFK scandal? I didn't. Was there a scandal? Did I miss last night?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know.
I haven't read anything.
All right, I'll look into it. Okay, let's, I will tell you, you know how I said, oh my gosh, you know, we don't give Schmidl enough credit. He does such a great job.
Yeah.
Look at my audio list.
Woo! Bam! I take it all back, Schmidl. You killed it.
Number one. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. One.
One.
Number one. Because there's one clip.
One clip. But you killed it.
You killed it.
Yeah. All right. It's the clip that I have this morning. The one clip I have this morning is James Corden.
I tried Ozempic. And
really?
This won't be surprising to you when you look at me now.
Wait a minute.
Really
stop.
Work.
Wait. What just happened?
I don't know.
Schmidl, you did not kill it.
Is the audio piece?
It was a twin spin.
I don't know how it would double play like that.
Well, let's start it again.
Did you click on it twice?
No.
After that compliment, too.
Try it again. We'll try it again.
Okay. All right.
I tried Ozempic, and this won't be surprising to you when you look at me now. That it didn't really work. I tried it for a bit, and then what I realized was I was like, oh, no. Nothing about my eating has anything to do with being hungry.
Yeah. Exactly.
All this does is make you feel not hungry. But I'm very rarely eating.
Yeah. Oh, I can eat through hunger.
Don't
worry about that.
Like, you're looking at someone who's eaten a king size, and when I say king size, I mean like one you give someone for Christmas, dairy milk in a car wash.
Yeah.
Do
oh
you
my
know
God.
What I mean?
Perfect. Like, within a minute.
So you're like,
half.
None of that was like, oh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's something else.
I don't even know what he said.
A lot about nothing.
I thought the clip was going to say, I took Ozempic and it didn't work.
That's what I thought.
I continued to be hungry. It did not work for me.
It didn't say
and
that.
And then I was going to come back with a, you know, something like, hey, oh, sounds like Powerball Pete to me.
Yeah.
You know, but that clip didn't even make sense.
Well, here's the good news. If you're listening to the show early, the good news is, you guys got to hear a super secret audio clip that we're never playing again.
Yeah. I feel fortunate.
Yeah, right? That was amazing. Okay, I don't even know what happened. Somebody said, hey, have Schmidl pull the audio of a newscaster who was reporting live from the flooding that was happening in Georgia. And I guess a woman was screaming for her life because her car was sinking.
Yeah.
And he went and saved her life.
Yeah, but that's not a Frolic Friday.
Well, he saved her life.
Well,
that's a good story.
She didn't drown.
I saw the audio.
That's probably pretty much the best audio.
It's pretty terrifying.
Well, but she lives.
I know.
That makes us frolic.
It's crazy.
Yay, she lives. See my frolicking? Yay. Man, Cardi B and Offset are in a huge war, and they've taken it to social media. Holy crap. As reported yesterday, Cardi B didn't hold back after Offset accused her now of cheating on him while she was pregnant. Now, you remember the reason why they broke up, because she said that he was cheating on her while she was pregnant, but now he's flipped the script.
Wow.
Now he's saying, you did it.
While she was pregnant?
Yeah, but I think he's lying. I think it's just
he's got to be lying.
I think it's because she knew that he was.
Yeah.
And so I think he's like,
he'll come back.
Yeah. Nuh-uh, you did.
Oh, it was a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't even read, even with the bleeps, I can't read what they said back and forth because it's just all bleepy. But it's ugly. And it says, basically, you're saying now you're threatening me. You're talking about how you're going to take all my money. You want to take all my money because I'm moving on. You need to move on. Why can't you move on? Cardi also seemed to imply the former couple's legal battles would be difficult. She said this, quote, "It's no fun when mama's got the gun, right? Now we're going to go to court." Man, let me tell you something. As somebody that went through this, and I don't have any, like, even an inkling of money that they do, this is going to be a millions and millions to that lawyer.
It will. And that's a toxic relationship.
Oh,
they need to end that.
For sure.
Just get it over with.
I agree. Cardi B also announced on Instagram the first ever double night WWE Super Slam.
Say what?
It's Carson's crap. He watches the WWE.
I actually haven't even heard about this yet.
Well, let me be the first to tell you. There's a first ever double night WWE Super Slam event, and it's going to be held in New Jersey. Woo!
Oh, Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. Is that all you had to...
Yeah.
I'm kind of floored. I don't know.
Caught off guard, huh?
Why didn't I hear about this yet?
It's the shock.
You're
speechless.
Shock and awe.
Yeah.
Speaking of the WWE, it's like John Cena's kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, remember Nikki, the Bella twins, they were on that? Well, did you guys see that Nikki Bella, her husband, who, remember, he got taken to jail for a domestic or whatever, they're not charging him now. They said that there wasn't enough proof. Yeah. They're not. He's the Dancing with the Stars guy.
Yeah.
And they said that they've dropped the charges, so. I thought he was done.
I did, too, because everyone was going after
him. Was it on video or anything?
No, but
I mean,
they called the cops, and she had a mark, you know, if you have like one little mark or whatever. Yeah. And so she had a little mark, but then they said they didn't have enough evidence to prove that it wasn't, because she said she did tell the cops that she was throwing shoes at him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know,
yeah.
If she's also involved in the domestic, then.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. You threw shoes at people?
I've had to duck a few times.
I think I've thrown some stuff. One was a potato at my ex-husband's head.
Yeah.
I did not make contact.
Yeah. I thought the potato would hurt.
Yeah,
potato
no.
would smart, yeah.
I was going to call him Mr. Potato Head.
I think a potato would be worse than a shoe.
Yeah. And then the other dumb thing I threw, and it was mine, is remember when you put CDs in a big machine? Like five of them? Remember?
Yeah, like a disc changer?
Yeah. So I had a big disc changer, and my boyfriend had borrowed it or whatever, and then I caught him with a girl in his apartment, so I unplugged it, and I threw it at him, and it broke, and it was mine.
That showed him.
You know, these are not Frolic Friday material.
No, but you just realize when you're 19 how dumb that was. Yeah. Like, I just broke my own machine.
Well, you just see red.
Yeah, it's true. You guys won't listen to my music and stuff. No, apparently I won't either. So there. Somebody said, I don't understand Carson. Yeah, I know. He watches the WWE and the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, you got to have a variety for life.
It's perplexing. And you guys, he was a badass hockey player, and he watches the Golden Bachelorette.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a soft side.
Yeah,
so. I don't know what to tell you.
Is that what we're going with?
I'm gonna start calling you Biscuit.
Oh, I was also in honors choir side. For 4 years.
Oh, that's right. He was honors choir.
Yeah.
So but take
you
that.
Know, you know what's weird?
What's that got to do with the WWE?
No, because you don't see him as an honors choir singer.
Oh,
you would think that a badass hockey player wouldn't be in choir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I got you. All right.
But you know what's weird? It's like when he sits here and sings, when we're off the air, and you know how we all sing some of the songs, I don't know what kind of honor system they had going on.
Well,
I mean, it was
a lot of
know.
It comes down to what row you're in the choir too. They put the singers closer to the microphone. And then they back up the rest of them.
Oh.
You don't really hear them.
Listen, I'm
They're
not going to
like
lie.
Fourth, fifth row.
I guess you, my
I
guess is you, you were a soprano. Oh.
I was a, yeah.
You weren't a tenor.
I was.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Because I wasn't a baritone. Couldn't be a baritone.
Are we done? Jeez.
Hey, you're not being very
frolic. I'm
frolic.
Even getting tired.
Listen, we had fun.
Good
you
Lord.
Were not part of the frolicking, so that's on you, Grumpy. All right, there you go. Tabula track.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app is free for your phone. Take us and anywhere you go. And get the podcast there, too. All right, got to mention this. Coming up on Monday, we have a big announcement.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
We'll do it at 8 o'clock Monday morning. It's called Alice in Winterland. We cannot say who's going to be at the show, but we were scooped on it yesterday.
And this one doesn't disappoint. I will guarantee you guys, you're going to be like, holy crap, how'd they pull that one off?
You're going to freak out.
Yeah.
We will tell you who's going to be there, when tickets go on sale, all the pertinent information you need. We'll get it for you coming up at 8 o'clock Monday morning. By the way, the Broncos play this weekend in New York, playing the Jets. CSU is in Central Florida, playing Central Florida. And Colorado State does not play this weekend. They are idle.
CU, you mean?
CSU.
Oh, CSU. Sorry.
CSU
is in Florida.
Yeah. CU in Florida.
Gotcha. And the Buffs are in Florida. And okay. Gotcha.
All right. The hurricane yesterday. Now, a lot of video you're going to see released in the next couple of hours. I mean, a lot has already been released. But when these people start seeing the destruction, because it hit overnight last night in Florida.
You know what's sad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do you want to know?
No, I'm just saying, okay. Yeah. What's
that?
I mean, I know a lot of things.
I mean, I got plenty, yeah, like my life in general.
Sad.
Right, so sad. No, what I feel like Jim Cantore, you know, people follow him. I'm on the follow Jim Cantore, where he has like 236 fans that are following him, all this. I feel like Jim Cantore has gotten old and grumpy and just has given up his zest for the weather.
Yeah, I think he's got fat and comfortable.
Yeah, I think
maybe that's it.
Well, because he does like the Good Morning America weather or one of the networks. So I think he also got too big for his britches.
Yeah.
Because now he's like, I don't need to be on the Weather Channel. I'm on network television.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't know if it's because of the lack of hurricanes or what, but I haven't seen Jim in a while. And I saw him for the first time a couple of days ago when he started covering this hurricane here. And I was shocked.
Because he used to like scream. Like, but I'm not even talking about his appearance. I'm just talking about how his like his enthusiasm. He just doesn't have it anymore. Remember when it was snow lightning?
Yeah.
And he was screaming, "Oh my God, snow lightning!" And he's so excited. Well, now he's just in Tallahassee, and he's like, "Yeah, it's not even doing anything here." No. And meanwhile, the younger folks, they're like hunkered down. The one guy's getting pelted by rain. He's like, "This hurts!"
He's literally like trying to just go inside.
He just doesn't have the enthusiasm. It happens to everybody.
I think, I started to say, I think everybody goes through that. And I think they're both related. I think when you give up as far as being, you know, aggressive in your career, I think also you give up sometimes on your body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
together.
I think it goes hand in hand. His look now, the way he attacks these hurricanes with his demeanor, it's nowhere near as exciting as it used to. I get
it. Well, I mean, they put him somewhere where he didn't even have any weather. He was in Tallahassee and nothing was happening.
Yeah, but he's Jim Cantore. I would say he requested that.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He said, "Hey, you know what? The hurricane's coming into Florida. Put me in Arkansas."
I wonder why they lost their L.L. Bean deal.
I don't know. Just, who do they use now?
I can't even tell you who the emblem is. I don't even know it.
I don't know either. Just, I have no idea.
I have sadness for the loss of the L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's, I feel like, the last thing they had standing. Like, that's the only way we ever thought about L.L. Bean was on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I love L.L. Bean.
Do they even have stores anymore? Can you buy stuff? Is it a catalog?
I think so. Yeah, I think there's...
Oh, yeah, you can get it online.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I've looked it up. You can get it.
You wanted an L.L. Bean thing?
I've looked at them before. I've looked at the jackets before, but I've never really...
You wanted to pretend like you were on the Weather Channel?
I love Weather Channel.
I know you do.
I love weather. And if I could walk around sporting an L.L. Bean, you bet you're... Yeah,
isn't it kind of weird how it looks so... I mean, I know that there's a lot... Like, I think already five people have died or whatever. I apologize. That was really insensitive, but... But it does kind of look exciting to be the weather broadcaster out there the metal just flying. The one guy goes, "Jesus Christ." And you know he got in trouble in his headset because a big piece of metal came over. And he said, "Jesus Christ, what was that?" And then he goes, "I'd like to apologize, everybody."
Even with this particular storm, which was a bad storm, guys. It was really bad. But you had one yesterday. I'm watching the Weather Channel. And you got this Yahoo out there that's doing the broadcast, you know. And he literally is bracing. And I have no reason to doubt that the weather he was reporting on was occurring, okay? The rain is sideways. The trees are kind of bent in the background. You see kind of stuff floating around on the ground. And then you see this Yahoo with a big, giant Trump flag run through the shot.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
and you're like,
why are you holding on to
it?
Yeah.
It takes away from the danger that this guy's reporting on because you got this Florida guy back there going, woo!
Just running the streets.
And it's the other guy's holding on to a big, like, you know, like holding on to a tree for dear life.
Then this big guy that was a security guy for the Weather Channel comes into the shot, grabs the guy, and drags him off.
Oh, my God. And now the other guy's like, "I guess I can let go." It's not that bad after all. Damn it.
It was
just
so
ruined
bizarre.
My live shot. I do want to see what Carson was talking about earlier. Maybe you can post it because I haven't seen it yet. You said that there was a guy in a canoe in his house.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
Just in a canoe, just floating in his living room.
I mean, that's sad. You know, the thing about like when you lose power when we were little because of tornadoes, it was really fun like the first 2 hours because you'd play Monopoly under candlelight.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And then about hour three, you want your power back.
Yeah. Now, I've never had water damage like that to this degree that we're talking about with the guy with the canoe in his living room. But that pretty much demolishes a house, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, when you've got standing water, I mean, this guy's water in his house was like 3 or 4 feet deep, right?
Yeah, it was midway up the wall.
It was like 3 feet deep.
Uh-huh.
And I would just assume that those houses are completely destroyed, right?
But the problem is that you'd have to have flood insurance.
Yeah.
And I bet they didn't.
I've never got
Thank you.
And I used to live in Florida. I've never understood those people that live on the coast and half the house is in the water. They're on stilts.
Oh, I'd totally live like Indian that. Rocks, that would be great.
Indian Rocks Beach. I used to go through there all the time outside of Tampa, Clearwater, whatever. And those houses, I mean, they're literally half the houses in the water. Now, I would love it. But not not when something like what happened yesterday comes through.
Oh my God.
They're destroyed.
I'm watching the guy, and first of all, it's like a sit down kayak, yeah. And it's like light purple. It's so cute.
And he's got like what look like Crocs on.
Yeah, and he's just looking out his window. Uh-huh. Oh, it's so sad, but yeah. It's also cool.
I think at that point though, that you just realize what's been done, the damage that's been done, and you just say, let's take a boat ride.
Yeah.
Let's just go take a boat ride. Whatever. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Oh, by the way, I was mentioning sports a few minutes ago. I left this one out. This weekend is the last weekend of Rockies baseball for the season. And they have the Dodgers in town. And Charlie Blackman, who's been with the Rockies forever, he's retiring. And this is his last weekend. His mom and dad threw out the first pitch yesterday.
Oh, they did? That's cute.
Mom and dad. I think mom had a better arm.
I honestly thought baseball season was over.
Nope. This weekend. This weekend's the last one at Coors Field.
Have I even gone to a Rockies game?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
No
I
mean,
have you? This season?
What? Went to one earlier in the season.
What about you?
I've been to two.
Two?
Yeah.
What about you, Spadell?
I went to one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been to one. Went to one. I try to make one every year.
Yeah.
But that's it. Baseball's boring.
It is boring.
Really is.
Yeah. But unless you're the banana people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They make it fun.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
They're so fun. The Rockies should become the banana people. I go. If they started dancing when they're up to bat and then start doing a routine, I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Well, this weekend will be a big weekend. They'll have a lot of ticket sales down there because it's Charlie Blackman's last weekend. And it's the Dodgers. The Dodgers are in town. All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I guess we're not serious enough.
No, we're killing it.
Oh, we are?
Oh, my gosh, you misunderstood. Yes.
Oh, okay, my bad.
We are killing it on this Friday. My God, we're on fire.
Right.
We got our first complimentary text this morning.
All right.
Okay,
because of our wall-to-wall coverage?
Yeah, of the hurricane.
Yeah.
So we are your hurricane station or something. Yep, anyway. It says, hey, you guys, I just asked my wife to be quiet. So I could hear news about the hurricane from you guys.
Right.
Well, instead, you talked about how fat Jim Cantore has become and how the Weather Channel lost their contract with L.L. Bean. I should have known better.
Sounds about right. Well, yep.
I don't feel like we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it.
I feel like we disappointed it.
No, we brought
listening to you, it feels like we disappointed somebody.
We brought a lot more facets to the hurricane.
A little flavor.
Yeah, lifestyle.
This reminds me of that video that's floating around that people bought into. They think it's real.
Of what?
Of that weather guy that makes a joke. Because they're saying, hey, look, lives are in danger and blah, 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 blah. Kind of like you and I. Like, instead, we're talking about Jim Cantore's put on weight and doesn't care anymore. Well, this guy, he's getting blasted because they're saying that, look, this is a very serious situation and you need to be, you're a weatherman. He's not a weatherman. It's all fake, okay? The guy's not, he's a comedian, all right? And he's trying to get a laugh.
It is pretty funny, though.
People are giving the guy
crap. They're sharing it like it's real.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that last one. Remember the other weatherman where people thought it was real, where he's like, you know, you guys are all warm and cozy in the studio and I'm out here. And that was fake, too.
Right.
Yeah.
The on-site reporter.
All right, here is the guy that people are sharing that they think that's real. They're giving him crap.
Hurricane Helene is set to make landfall tonight in Florida and the Tampa area. And guys, it's not looking good. 105 mile per hour winds. And look at the name of the hurricane, Helene. Coincidentally, that's my ex-wife's name. Our divorce was finalized this week, and if this thing is anything like her, it's going to take your car, it's going to take your house, it's going to ruin your damn life.
But don't you feel so stupid when you share something like it's real?
Yeah.
So don't share that, you guys. It's not real.
Yeah, but if you were watching this video, you know, you're scrolling through and you don't know that it's not real. When he starts off, I mean, he's talking about 130 mile per hour winds on the Tampa Bay area. Then he goes into his ex-wife.
Right? Yeah, I
know. You're like, well, wait a minute. What the hell is that all about?
Hey, Spadil, because we were talking about how, you know, Jim Cantore has lost his luster for the game of the weather. Uh-huh. Is that one of his most epic episodes that you have pulled up?
Yeah, that's when he finds the thunder snow.
Okay, so this is when Jim Cantore loved weather.
He listen. Cared.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes! Listen to that! Listen to that!
That's when he was thin and he loved the weather. Yeah. Now he's fat and he's in Tallahassee. You know, it's not even blowing. You know,
I got another comparison to that.
Okay.
It's like John Elway. Okay. Remember the time he went to jump over the goal line and did the helicopter?
Yep.
Now he's on... The Masked Singer. Think about it. Okay.
Oh, that's
At
so
some
sad.
Point,
don't
you lose
that.
Your will.
Yeah, just I give mean, up.
He helicoptered for a touchdown one time.
It was now, iconic.
And now he's taking his mask off on the Masked Singer.
Oh, that's just
it's the same kind of thing, Jim. Well, at some point, you lose your will and you just give up and you'll do any damn thing.
I mean, he was a leaf sheep.
I mean,
what is that?
From like a big quarterback to a leaf sheep.
Well, I think those are pretty good comparisons. All right, BJ and Jamie. Hey, Frolic Friday, everybody.
Woo! Woo! Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, last night was the TMZ special about the, they called it indictment, the P. Diddy stuff, right? Let me play a clip and then let me tell you what happened after this. Okay, so why don't you, if you get a minute, play where the lawyer on this TMZ special last night, the lawyer for P. Diddy talks about the baby oil.
They call them freak-offs. But, you know, back when I was a kid in the late 70s, they were called threesomes.
If these are genuinely threesomes, how do you explain 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
I don't know where the number 1,000 came.
The U.S. attorney said it.
I can't imagine it's thousands. I mean, you know, and I'm not really sure what the baby oil has to do with anything.
They're essentially saying it's a lubricant for an orgy.
I guess. I don't know what you need 1,000. One bottle of baby oil goes a long way. I don't know what you need 1,000 for. I mean, he has a big house. He buys in bulk. You know, I think they have Costco's and every place where he has a home. I mean, have you sat in a parking lot of a Costco and see what people walk out of there with?
Not 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was. Let's just say it's a lot.
Aha! I have proof. A spokesperson for Costco. This just handed to me. A spokesperson for Costco reportedly denied selling baby oil to Diddy after the rapper's lawyer built a defense by claiming he may have bought from them in bulk. Costco's spokesperson insisted this item is simply not a part of their stock.
No kidding.
Yep.
Man, I thought for sure they sold that.
Not Johnson & Johnson baby oil. Yeah, they might have Kirkland.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
but they don't have Johnson & Johnson. That's what they confiscated.
Oh.
It is the old Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah,
guy.
Johnson & Johnson.
Costco spokesperson insisted this item is simply not part of their stock.
When you're throwing a freak off, you need Johnson. Little Johnson action, don't you?
It's funny because yesterday I was just looking at my stocks or whatever, and Costco was down. I was like, I wonder if this is because of that baby oil. Oh, like, what the hell's going on with that?
I think it's genius that they came out and said that.
I do too, right? And they just proved that he's, you know, he didn't buy it there.
Exactly.
Costco. His houses are huge. He buys in bulk at Costco. He lives right by him. Let's see here. And then, is there another piece of audio or no?
Yeah, there's one more piece. It's the lawyer talking about how he's going to have Diddy take the stand.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
I have interviewed a lot of people for this documentary. And a lot of them have said game over after they saw the Cassie video. Does this compel you to put him on the stand and explain it?
I don't know that I could keep him off the stand. I think he is very eager to tell his story. And I think he will tell every part of his story, including what you see on the video. So I expect it's going to be explained by the both of us.
It's kind of breathtaking that what you're telling me is that Diddy is going to take the stand and he will be cross-examined about this video, about the violence in the video, about the freak-offs, about allegedly blowing up a car, all of those things, that feels kind of dicey.
Dicey.
So it sounds like to me he's saying that Diddy is so cocky he wants to like go out. You know, some of these people that are just like Diddy, entitled, that they really want to be like, I'll talk to him. They'll listen to me. Yeah. Let me just talk to him.
I'm sure he's saying that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's saying that. But, you know, down the road, I mean, it's going to take a couple of years before this thing ever goes to trial. So all this will change.
Yeah, it's kind of this whole thing. All right. Anyway, we'll move on. Let's see here. It says, well, the Foo Fighters just canceled their headlining show at the at some music festival.
Oh.
Because of Dave. Yeah. You know, I didn't know what they were going to do with this, but it sounds like that they've decided just to lay low for a while.
Might be a good idea.
But the thing is, we haven't even talked about Dave. If you don't know, the lead singer, Dave Grohl, he's married. He has three young daughters, and we thought he's happily married. I mean, there was some thoughts about infidelity when he was with, what's the biggest band? What's the name? Seattle? He played guitar for
Nirvana.
Thank you. Obviously, you know, they were wild childs back then or whatever. But we thought he was happily married, three kids. Well, now we find out that he has some hot little number knocked up with a child.
Yeah, I'm confused, though, because I think for the audience, for the Foo Fighters, they don't care.
They do care. They're mad at him.
I don't think it would hurt your ticket sales, though.
No, but he was, I mean,
everybody thought he was the nice guy.
Yeah, I know, but he was this guy that was loyal to his family, who would never cheat.
Yeah.
He, you know.
So you wouldn't buy a ticket to see him?
It just feels different.
His reputation's tarnished.
Yeah.
I agree. It does feel different. Like, because I love the Foo Fighters, but even when I'm hearing the songs now, like, I mean, there goes my heroes. Funny now.
Look, if I were going to go, let's say I'm going to go to see Barry Manilow, and I find out that he cheated.
You know what? People say that's a great concert. The Wheel of Barry? Did you do the Wheel of Barry?
I did. I've seen the concert. It's great.
My friend, he's like super young and hip, and he's like, one of the best concerts I've ever gone to. And I was like, oh my God, you're 30 years old. He's like, the Wheel of Barry is everything.
If I found out that Barry Manilow cheated with some other dude, all right, look. It wouldn't bother me. I'd still go and play the Wheel.
Still play it. So they're saying that Foo Fighters announced the cancellation of their headline show at the Soundside Music Festival in an Instagram message. The band was set to play in Connecticut. Just days later, Grohl announced he had an affair, fathered a child outside of his marriage. I watched this TikTok video of this woman, and she's like, you know, all of us. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. It made me cringe. She's sitting there, and she's watching her kids play on the playground. And she's like, you know, all of us could be her. And I'm thinking, what is she talking about? She's like, Dave Grohl's wife. You think you're happily married. You have three great kids. Everything's going well. Oh. And then the next thing you know, your husband comes home and says that there's another child. She's like, Arnold did it. Dave's done it.
Yeah.
What if your husbands are doing this?
I mean, if Dave can do it, anyone can do it.
I'm like, oh my God, why are you telling all these women this? Now every woman is insecure in a marriage, and she's like looking through their phones. And I know that you have another kid somewhere.
Just waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Look what it did to Wendy Williams.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect example there.
That'll jack you up, won't it?
Yeah.
Holy hell. All right. Let's see here. Oh, last night was the People's Choice Country Awards. This is the only, what, you said the second time?
Second annual, yep.
People's Choice Country. And, oh my God, Beyonce's got to be so mad. MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, took home two awards.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a country song.
Yeah, he did with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Lonely Road.
Yeah. Lonely Road. We played it here for a second when it came out. It's pretty good, actually. But I'm just thinking, Beyonce's got to be like, what the hell's going on?
And he walked up on stage. He's all tatted up, like literally sleeps. His entire body is just black.
Yeah, he blacked out. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he has a blacked out arms. Yep. And I feel like that gave him like brain damage. All that ink in your system can't be good for you.
I feel like he's got more ink than blood in his system. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Anyway, so he won. And I'm done. There you go. Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. All right. Couple of things. First of all, I feel like the lottery's getting close to Colorado. Somebody's going to win a big one. Last week when you were gone, somebody won $1 million in Englewood.
Oh, really?
On the Powerball. And yesterday, somebody won $100,000. It's getting closer.
It is getting closer.
Getting closer as we speak.
Nice.
So yesterday, Southwest Airlines had their big meeting. And remember, they were going to get rid of bag fees. Or no, they were going to bring on bag fees because right now they're free. And the other thing was how they board. Well, here's the results of the meeting.
I really want you to beat this guy.
Whoa, wrong
one. That was Jimmy Kimmel.
Hello.
Well, you soon will be able to choose your seat if you are flying Southwest instead of the cattle call boarding that has been in place for 53 years. Passengers will be able to choose assigned seats in the next half of next year with Southwest's new business model taking off in the first half of 2026. Another change is premium seating. Passengers will be able to pay extra for different options, offering up to 5 inches of extra legroom. About a third of seating will be premium, while also offering economy seats. CEO Bob Jordan says one thing not changing is its free check bag policy.
Good.
Customers are currently allowed 2 free check bags up to 50 pounds, and that's going to remain the same.
Bags are free. The cattle call is
over. You know what I'm going to miss?
Oh.
Is walking down that aisle and everybody having their crap in the middle seat. Like, oh, somebody, I got all this stuff. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Then went to the bathroom.
Oh, you're right, Jamie.
And
oh,
you actually,
that's gone.
I know. You have to, like, is somebody sitting here and they just look at you like, really?
Disgusted.
They're mad.
And we've all done it.
Oh, I've done it,
for
sure.
Many times. Yeah. You throw your stuff there just
right
to throw
middle.
People off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and we all do it too. We kind of keep our head down, right? Look at your phone. Look at your phone. So they don't make eye contact to see if they could sit in the middle because it's filling up.
Yeah.
And so you're like, look down, look down. And then somebody's just puts their ass there and you're all mad.
Well, and it's also good. There's a little game you can play if you've got a 6-year-old like I do, that you can put him in the middle seat. So when people are walking down the aisle, it looks empty because he's so short in the seat.
Oh, and then, so they, and get they there, show up.
They get there and they get ready to put their bags in the
and
overhead
like,
bin.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, there's a little guy there.
Got ya!
They got to move on. it's a great game you play. It's all gone now.
That is weird. I mean, it seems like they're... That's like kind of what they're iconic for.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
I'm so glad it's over.
You are?
I hated the cattle call.
I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
Well, I didn't mind it because I always bought that extra. I paid the extra to be first to board.
Yeah.
So you could be, what is that? It's that, oh my God. You know how they have 3 tiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, want to get away.
And it's the A group.
Yeah, so I buy the A group one. And so I have the whole plane to myself when I first get there.
Love it.
I know.
Love it. It's all gone down. All those little, you know, the little signs they have, all that's going to be taken out now.
Good.
Yeah, well, and I thought for sure they're going to start charging for bags, but I guess that's their thing,
okay,
man.
Okay, question, because I'm a bitch, right? So when you have, let's say you have A23, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to get in that line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the guy in front of you has A24, right? And you know that you should be in front of him.
Right.
Get what behind me. Get behind me.
Yeah,
I'm telling him to get behind me.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Every time.
It's so petty though.
Yeah, it is.
It's so petty. I do it too.
But it's just how it is, man. We're in line and it's I have an order.
Just go with the numbers.
It's one. It's
I don't
one
care.
Person.
No. It'll throw off the whole system if we don't do it. Well, I wish Fidel.
Here's the way to do it, in my opinion, okay? If you're in the A group, you're going to get a choice anyway.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't
I don't care
matter.
If he's 24, man.
I'm just saying, if you're in the B group, it becomes a little bit of an issue. If you're in the C group or D group,
dog fight.
Now we've got a fight on our hands, okay? But if you're in the A group, you're cool.
Well, you know what, Shmadil? Yeah. We have more in common than I thought.
I definitely would make them.
Man, I would.
I do it.
Yeah, I would admit that. Wow.
I know.
All right, so bags fly free, but your cattle call is gone with Southwest Airlines.
You know what's
Airlines.
Crazy is I'm flying to San Diego next weekend to see my high school sweetheart.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I have my own Travi. Yeah. Oh my God. I haven't seen him in 20 years. Yeah. Oh my God. I need that. Remember that I met with that plastic surgeon that's going to advertise with us? I'm like, can you get me in like before next Friday so we can just pull my face back?
Make me look like I'm 18 again.
Yeah, make me look even, well, I just need to look 20 years younger because that's the last time he saw me was 20 years ago. I'm like, can you just, can we get like some duct tape and pull this back? He's like, it doesn't work like that.
Shocker. I'm flying Southwest today.
But what I was going to tell you is that I checked the Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And I checked DIA or whatever, because they both have direct to San Diego. And it's $100 more out of Colorado Springs. But what do you do? Because it's so much easier.
I do DIA. I don't go down to Colorado Springs. But
but it's
DIA.
Just so much easier.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they charge for parking out in Colorado Springs?
I guess now they do.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say.
But it's not as much as it is at DIA. Yeah. But anyway.
I wish they would have changed the way that they are online. For an example, when you go to Expedia or any of that, you can't get Southwest
Airlines.
They
take you to their website.
I wish they would change that so that it showed up in the Expedias and the other, you know, that are out there, instead of you having to go to straight. Because now you go into Expedia or whatever to look for an airline ticket.
Well, they've done that forever.
But I'm saying I wish they had changed that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they become a part of that, so you can compare prices without going to a different window on your computer to get.
I wonder why they do that.
I don't know.
Yeah. They just don't want to be part of a third party, I guess.
I guess they just want to be exclusive. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Have no idea.
BJ and Jamie.
Beautiful things.
Monday
that
morning,
I've got.
8 Woo! O'clock, we get to announce who's going to be at Alice in
Oh,
Wonderland.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. What time again?
8 o'clock.
What time are we doing New Kids? Today.
9 o'clock.
9.
I got in trouble yesterday.
For what?
For slamming the New Kids.
For slamming the New Kids?
I don't usually get called to the boss's office. And so when I do, you know it's bad, right? So I get called in to Boss Man Mike. And he's like, hey, can I talk to you a second? I'm like, oh, God. And he's like, go ahead and shut the door. You know when they say, go ahead and shut the door.
That's business. That's like, I might get fired.
Yeah. Yeah. When they say, go ahead and shut the door, you're like, you're pooper puckers.
Was HR in there?
No. Because so that would be bad. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, hey, you know, you keep saying like, New Kids on the Block, Vegas. And he's like, you know, like my wife was talking about how fun it would be for a bunch of girls to go and like hang out. And then as a bonus, they're going to New Kids on the Block because it'd just be silly. So why don't you kind of frame it like that? Because instead of you bashing it and then people don't think it's an amazing thing because it is. He went like that. Because it is. Why don't you, you know, like think about it like, oh my God, a bunch of girls can all get together and we can all go out to Vegas and have fun and go see New Kids on the Block too. I said, okay, that's how I'll go. So let me just angle it as this. I cannot wait to for you guys to try to win this whole thing because you should bring your girlfriends, you should go to Vegas, and then as an added bonus, you can see New Kids on the Block. How fun is that?
I will say you've been a Debbie Downer when it comes to this trip.
No, I know. He told me really that. Have. Yeah. Well, that's why I just changed my attitude. Man, oh, man. Let's go back to where I just did.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah! It's going to be so crazy.
Chance to qualify.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for a Frolic Friday? Because people are begging. I mean, we have hundreds of requests right now on Textnado.
No.
BJ, you got to start. Can you hang on a second?
Mm-hmm.
Can you start your one hit wonder feature right now? Begging for it. I got to be at work. Blah, blah, blah. Hundreds of people.
We got one text and it's your phone number. One text about it and it's your phone number.
Says, hey, it's almost 8:10, BJ. Why aren't you doing your segment? Mm. The segment of the one hit wonders that you promised us for Frolic Friday. So Spadil could argue with. Spadil, did you argue with me yesterday?
All day.
He argued with everything.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. You had a bad attitude yesterday.
I guess I did. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go to Vegas and see New Kids on the Block? It's going to be really swell.
No.
Now see, now you got the problem.
I would have gone with like helping me out on that whole thing right there, but whatever.
I'm not supposed to have a bad attitude.
No.
Spadil, have you ever been to Vegas?
I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I go to Vegas every year for
He stayed at Circus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that and the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, I got you. All right, let's go through some of these, okay? Because this past Wednesday, was One Hit Wonder
and
Day.
Today is Friday, so we're right on top of it.
Yeah. Well, it just didn't feel good on Wednesday. There was a big hurricane out there. Now the hurricane's gone, feels a lot better. All right, remember this one? One Hit Wonder.
Oh, baby!
this ever a hit?
Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say
just a friend?
Who is this?
You.
Who is this?
Biz Markie.
Biz Markie.
Wow, what a name.
Whatever happened to Biz Markie?
Well, that's why he's a one-hit wonder, Jamie. That's what makes him, is because
did
these
you just
people
say
have disappeared. Jamie,
like talking down
yeah.
to me? That's so fun when you do
these
that.
These people have disappeared. That's what makes him a one-hit wonder. Like this one.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy.
Where the hell is Right Said Fred?
And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
I just reek of this song.
Oh, you really do? That should be your theme song. It should.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Remember when this particular song came out, Jamie?
Oppa Gangnam Style.
Do you remember us getting in a fight about it?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you. I heard this for the first time, and I thought, man, what a turd. Jimmy said it's going to be huge.
And I
and
did.
I said, nah, are you kidding me?
And I had just started here, and BJ, you know, is the man, right? And so he's like, I'm not playing it. And I said, you really should play it. It's going to be a huge hit. I'm not playing it. And Howie's like, don't play it, BJ. And there was two guys against me because I was the new girl. And they're like, yeah, that's stupid, Jamie. I was like, all right, whatever.
No, it turned out to be a musical genius, that Psy guy did.
It came with a dance and everything.
All right, this was a one-hit wonder, too. And I thought these girls had a chance.
That Biz guy died.
Who? Mark? Biz Mark?
Yeah, I was texting and saying he died.
Oh, I don't know. I had no idea.
Because I said, where is he now?
He's, yeah, well, that's now why he disappeared, I guess.
Now
once
we know
you
where
die,
he is.
You don't have another hit. That's the way it works.
Well, at least he's stiff. You know what I mean?
This is considered, and I don't agree with it, but it's considered by everyone that voted in this little survey. It's the number one-hit wonder ever in the history of music. Number one.
Man, Frolic Friday was super fun.
Yeah. They say, now see, it's confusing on here because Biz Markie died recently, and then the next one says he died in 2021. So, I don't know. But I guess he's dead.
Either way.
Either way.
All right. I love the segment.
You did?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I hope
you.
We do it every Friday.
Yeah.
Sure. I got a lot more on here that I can play next week.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Be here for
late
Friday next week, folks.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Spadell, this audio of Jimmy Kimmel, is that from last night or just a couple of nights ago? Or do we know?
Hello? Yeah. Let me check.
All right. Anyway, Mike Tyson is on Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy is talking to him about the big fight coming up with Logan Paul, right?
It's from 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Is that video of Logan Paul real where he looks all fat?
Oh,
no.
It's Jake Paul. It's Jake Paul, but no, it's not.
It's not real.
Oh, it's not real?
With him in that big belly?
It's Jake Paul.
No,
okay.
Jake Paul. But he's on Jimmy Kimmel last night, or 2 nights ago, and Kimmel wants to put money on the fight because he likes Tyson until Tyson starts talking about his training.
I really want you to beat this guy. I'm thinking about betting a lot of money on you. Are you training hard?
I'm training extremely hard, yeah.
How many hours a day?
I start at 11.
11 a.m.?
No, yeah, 11 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I start at 11, and I might leave the gym at 5. Well, it's a small break after I finish doing my boxing. I get a massage for an hour.
Oh,
and,
no.
And then I go back. Then I go right into strength and conditioning.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility. See, now my bet's getting lower as we talk.
I agree with him.
When you watch the video, it's hysterical because Kimmel goes, oh, no. Oh, gee. Like he's already put money on it, okay? Yeah. And then the more he talks to Tyson, it's like, you're going to get your ass kicked. I think Tyson's going to get beat.
And I really think he is going to be stoned out of his mind.
I think Logan.
Boy, Mr. Moss.
You can't make up for that age difference. Yeah. You just can't. And I don't think.
Is this fight?
November 15th.
Okay.
I don't think Mike Tyson's. I don't think he's what he used to be.
I want him to win so bad, though, and
everybody
knock Jake
does.
Paul out.
Yeah, everybody I agree. Everybody does. Is it? I'm assuming it's a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Netflix.
How much? Oh, it's Netflix.
Netflix.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, good. So you don't have to buy it separately.
Yeah, correct. I think they do 30-day free trial if you sign up, right?
This feels like a party kind of situation.
Yeah, it does.
You know, 100%. Have everybody over and watch.
Yeah. But it's going to be sad to see if Mike Tyson gets pummeled. That's not going to be fun to watch because everybody hates the Logan Paul guy. All right, so you want Tyson to win. And if he gets beaten badly, I mean, hurt. I mean, it could happen.
Did you see that new thing that just came out? You know that slap fighting, how popular
yes.
that is?
Yeah.
Where they like just slap each other and some people like pass out or get knocked out. Sorry, uh-huh. not pass out, but they get knocked out. Did you see they like 83% of them now have brain damage?
I mean, I'm not shocked about it.
Really? I can't watch it.
There taking
no. I can't watch
well,
it.
Well, you know what's funny is like, to me, in my head, I was like, well, didn't they already when they did it? I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
Where does this occur? Do we have those events in town?
I don't know.
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Right. So that's the only place it occurs?
That's the only place that I know of, yeah.
Oh. You should sign up.
No.
Oh, that looks painful.
You couldn't pay me to sit while someone winds up and just goes.
Yeah, and some of those people, they're getting hit by like a 250-pound dude with a full-blown wind-up. No way.
But I mean, if you participate in that, don't you already have brain damage?
Probably. Yes. Yeah.
It's a dumb thing.
Let's be real.
It is so dumb.
That in the videos of bare knuckles fighting. Have you seen those? Oh, it's brutal.
No,
it's
I haven't
like,
seen that
why
one either.
Would you even have this?
Isn't that like cage match fighting?
Sort of, but they have gloves and cage matches.
Yeah, UFC is.
But no, this is called bare knuckles. It's something
boxing
federation or something.
Yeah.
It's ugly. Oh, I mean, just nasty.
There's been a bunch of viral clips of women who fight in it, and they just look so beat up, dude.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Bad.
Did you ever see that viral video of that woman? Her whole face is swollen, or her lips, everything. She's like, I had a great time out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that she's in that league.
She's in that league, yeah. Jamie. Oh, that's where she came from.
I had a great time out there.
All right, coming up later this hour, we're going to be talking to Nash. Jamie and I have our names on a race car. We don't talk about it this hour most of the time, but we're going to have to do it early today. I got to go to the airport. So we're going to talk to Nash later on this hour. Now, he's invited me down on October 12th to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go. I'm going to go. But the only thing I request is I'd like for it to be totally BJ night down there, okay?
Oh, it is BJ night.
All right. Well, I want to run that by him. I want to run that by him later on this hour when we talk to him. I want dancing girls.
Oh, nice.
I want a drone show. I want fireworks.
Oh, drone. BJ and drones.
Yeah.
I like
so
it.
I've got a little bit. You know, if I'm going to drive.
You have a rider, right? I mean, you guys know what I'm saying is like he has demands.
Backstage, cupcakes.
Yeah. Cupcakes, okay.
It's on my list. I got a list right here. Yeah, cupcakes backstage.
Okay.
Yeah. And Dr. Pepper.
Because, I mean, you can demand what you want. It's BJ night. Yeah.
Right. And I thought that's the way I'll address this with him. If you can't meet my demands, I can't drive 2 hours to come down to the racetrack, Nash.
Right.
You've got to be able to pull some of this stuff off. And you know, you're a big-time race car driver. You can pull this off.
Yeah, it's BJ night.
Yeah, you talk to the racetrack down there. I'm sure they could put together a drone show for me. Right? So I've got a few demands for BJ.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
That's the racetrack. Coming up later this hour.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have a code word for you. New Kids on the Block in Vegas.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of concerts, Metallica is coming to town, and I thought it'd be fun to go. And I looked at the tickets, and they start at $350 each.
Woo! Oh, my God.
And they're playing two nights. So they're playing June 27th and June 29th. That's a Friday and a Sunday, which is weird. I don't know why they're not playing in the middle.
Because they're old.
They got to have a night off.
To recover, yeah.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, there's much older bands out there.
Yeah, but then not a Metallica show, man. Those are intense.
I always, you know what I wonder about is, I wonder how their necks are.
From all the headbanging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because after so many years of doing that with the guitar and doing that with your head, you have got to, like, have some bulging discs.
Or brain damage.
Or brain damage, yeah.
Hey, Spadil, will you go online and look up Metallica tickets and see
I just did.
If you're in the very top deck? That's hard to believe.
Like the last seat in the house. I can't wait to see if they have a mosh pit and what that looks
they
like.
They do. It's called the snake pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, look up the 300 section. I mean, way up there and see how much they're going for.
Crazy.
If you're sitting up in the 500s, the cheapest that I'm seeing is 195.
Okay.
And that's like really bad.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's high up there.
That's a terrible seat.
You're almost in the clouds.
So $200. Yeah. And after fees, it'll be like $250.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
I love Metallica. I was on a TV show with one of those dudes, and he doesn't drink at all.
No kidding.
Yeah, at all.
Wow.
We were on a game show.
You know, it's amazing.
Kirk Hammett, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing how expensive tickets have gotten for concerts, though. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, this is a stadium tour.
Yep.
And they're still $200, $300.
Yeah, I know.
Even for the cheapest ticket.
They're saying that, like, you know, everybody's going to concerts and stuff. I mean, Carson goes to more concerts than anybody I know. Even more than our CPA.
Yeah.
Tony, Tony's going through a midlife crisis, I think.
I ran into Tony at Kane Brown the other night.
He's going through a midlife crisis.
He had better seats than I did. He was like so close.
I think he's thinking about buying a Corvette.
Trade in the RV. Get yourself a Corvette.
Yeah, you know how it goes. They go to concerts and then they get a Corvette.
Put that top down.
Speaking of Carson being on tour, Carson's out this weekend.
Oh,
you're out
right.
with that old Lego tour, aren't you?
Yeah, so if you like Legos, a brand new store that just opened up, it's Bricks and Minifigs. So minifigs are like the Lego figurines. You can trade, you can buy, you can sell, whatever.
No way. Maybe I should take all my Legos
there. Yeah, they'll take them. They'll take the used ones. They'll buy them back for me and everything.
Okay.
Photo opportunities with characters for the kiddos, face painting, giveaways every single hour. I'm going to be hooking people up with free tickets. They're coming to Mission Ballroom October 17th. And this is going to be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 at 12201 East Arapaho Road in Centennial.
I got to give props to any parent that can keep these Legos in the box they belong in and to have every single piece along with the instructions, because it's impossible for us.
Yeah, there's no way.
So we have two trains. We have two of the Lego train sets, and we put it together because Santa Claus showed up in Illinois.
Yeah.
So Santa had it ready to go, and then we had to take it apart to ship it back to L.A., it was a one-time play thing.
Yeah.
You can't
keep them separated. No. Especially if I got a dog. You know, I got dogs.
Yeah.
And then I'll be sitting on the couch, and here comes Enzo, and he's got a Lego in his mouth. It's like, now which set did that come out of?
Exactly.
You have no idea. You have no idea. So if you can keep these things together in the original box, even though they've been put together, still have the instructions, and all pieces are there.
No, I just have tubs of them. I have tubs and tubs of them, and then I just have a whole different tub of just instructions.
Me
now,
too.
What are you going to do with, like, three tubs of Legos and then one tub of instructions? Like, why am I keeping the instructions?
I got an idea.
Because you have instruction books.
You can?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take them to Carson on
exactly.
Saturday.
Oh, you're
that's
right.
What
yeah.
with
Figs
them.
And there Centennial. You go. They'll take them back.
There you go.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Check. I think you woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Why do you say that?
I have not been around a grumpier person in my life.
What do you mean grumpy? No, I'm just calling it the way I see it, you know? Yeah. It's not grumpy. It's just it's called
it's all like I said.
Commentary.
Oh, I said like, oh, you should go to Trader. I'm not gonna. What would I want at Trader Joe's? I'm not going to Trader Joe's.
Jamie, I'm there for 48 hours. Why would I want to go to a Trader Joe's?
Because you said that your hotel is right by it. You've never been in it, and I was like, oh, cool. You can just walk right in there and see what it's all about. Because you always ask us about it. I wouldn't go there. Right? Well, then don't ask us about it.
And you like going to the grocery store.
I do like going to the grocery store.
So there you go. It's yeah. a whole new adventure. It's a whole new world.
It's like when you suggest something to him, he makes you feel like you're an idiot. Why would I go there? I've never gone there. But then he's like, so what's a Trader Joe's like?
I've never been.
I know.
You should
know.
Go.
I'm going to be next door to him. Nah, I won't go. I don't have a reason to go.
Why would I go there?
Reason.
Oh, my
no
God.
Reason.
So stupid. No. Jamie.
I'm only there for 48 hours.
You're an idiot, Jamie.
I gotta be in and out, man. I got to be focused.
Focus. Laser
yeah.
focus.
Laser focus.
All right. Costco is saying, hey, I know that y'all said that P. Diddy went into Costco and bought his oil in bulk, but unfortunately, we do not sell Johnson & Johnson baby oil.
We do not.
No, so
nope, sorry.
That was kind of, yeah, that's not what the purpose was.
I'm kind of surprised they came out and said something.
Well, their stock went down yesterday. I was kind of pissed off at that. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. It's almost like that's not really something that you need to even answer to.
Wait, but here's a question. Do you think it's better if he had bought it all there or for the company, Costco? Or is it better that he actually didn't buy all that there for the company?
I'm going to say it's best for the company. No, it's worse for the company that he stopped buying.
Yeah.
Simply because he was buying so much in bulk, it made the stock go up.
Yeah.
Because when he got busted and they found that 1,000 bottles or whatever it was with the baby oil, I put out a tweet that day saying, hey, sell your Johnson & Johnson stock now.
Yeah, because now, and it is kind of true, because last night I was putting baby oil on my legs and I thought of Puff.
Yeah. You do? You have a puppy
like,
thought.
Yeah, I do. I was like, ooh, yeah. I don't know why they'd use that for that. That's so like yucky. It traps bacteria.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ugh. Yeah, you need water soluble.
You do. It also is really bad for latex.
Yeah,
so
it breaks
your condom. Oh, yeah. Like you are an expert when it comes to freak-offs. You're not, dude. Puffy knows what he's doing. He's got 1,000 bottles of the crap. Okay? Don't be
He obviously didn't know that was an antibacterial or that it was bad for latex.
Well, do your own freak-off. Leave him alone, man.
But Spadil, no, I'm not going to say I was going to say, you can't fertilize a turd, but I decided not to.
And when you're in a freak-off, you don't care about any of that.
No, bacteria is the least of your problems.
See, and here I was thinking about getting pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at my little baby turd. Isn't that cute? Where'd you get that? Oh. I went to a P. Diddy party.
That's bad. That's terrible.
It's so bad. It's so wrong. But it's kind of in my sick little mental head. Funny as hell.
I mean, Mr. Hanky is a character.
You know? Well, everything that's associated.
I don't know how he got here.
Everything that's associated with this Diddy thing, that's why I'm surprised Costco even put out a statement.
I know.
It's like, just stay away.
Oh, my
don't
God.
Say anything.
Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Diddy's lawyer says, by the way, the indictment is a takedown of a successful black man. Now that's their angle.
Well, he's right about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is. But
there's no denying that. They are going to take him down. He's very successful. He's a black man. Yeah, he's right.
He said when they couldn't nail him for anything related to taxes or his business empire, they just started poking around his bedroom. Excuse me, sir, but I believe I saw a video of him just beating the tar out of his girlfriend. So, I hate it when it goes like that. Anyway, all right, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, yeah, Foo Fighters. Oh, my God, another scandal. But not, obviously, as bad. Foo Fighters announced the cancellation of their headline show at the Soundside Music Festival. It's all because of this Dave Grohl thing, you know. I guess he's got to change diapers or something.
Guess so.
Yeah, he can't make it. So
yeah, but you would think he'd have child support. You'd have to pay it and go ahead and perform.
I know, right?
Yeah,
you're right. He has another mouth to feed.
Two different ways here.
Let's see here. Billy Joel has announced a string of new tour dates across the United States with, listen to this. I don't know if I love this or what, but I know you don't like Billy Joel, but I like Billy Joel because when I was a little girl, probably second grade, I learned every word to Glass Houses, and I took a broom and I'd like, Friday night I crashed your party, Saturday I said I'm sorry, Sunday night came and you kicked me out again. I was Billy Joel, man. Maybe I did have gender identity issues. Yeah. Maybe second grade isn't too young. Anyway, yeah, so Billy Joel with, listen to this, Sting and Stevie Nicks. Crazy.
Wow.
That would be, I wonder if like only one night is Sting and Billy Joel and then one night is Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel. I don't know. That would be a crazy show if it's all three, right?
It would be insane.
It would be insane. All right, so anyway, so they announced that. Now, as I'm looking at it right now, I do not see Denver on there, but hopefully they'll come to Denver. Let's see here. The People's Choice Country Awards were last night, and MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, looked really out of place as he was on stage. He won for, what was it, Best Newcomer or
Best
something?
Best Crossover Song of 2024.
Yeah. It was the song with Jelly Roll. Lonely Road.
Yeah.
Yep. Lonely Road. And he is not country. He doesn't look country. He did not fit. I saw some stills. He looks odd up there.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you threw a cowboy hat on him, it'd look weird.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because he's all linked up. He had no sleeves on his shirt. And
yeah.
It was odd.
But it's a great song. I mean, I get why it won. Let's see here. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Schmidl was telling me, what's the thing with Saturday Night Live?
They start their 50th season tomorrow.
The 50th season?
Yeah, it's the premiere of the 50th season.
All right, here's number four.
Nice to see you. Welcome, and thanks for joining us live.
Here we are. SNL, season 50.
What show is this?
It's NBC Saturday Night. It's my favorite show.
50 years of hosts.
Excuse me?
50 years of laughs.
You must stop me.
50 years of memories.
That was abrupt.
So, who's coming back to host?
Gene, I have to see your last name.
You would think of all the people that have done Saturday Night Live, somebody huge, huge would kick this thing off tomorrow night.
Gene Smart is the host tomorrow night.
You know who they should have got?
Who?
Taylor and Travi.
Oh. Taylor and Travi.
That would have sent everybody out of their minds.
I think they should have gone back and got one of the originals, like an Eddie Murphy or somebody.
That would have been really
cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Because it's a 50th. Yeah, it all works.
All right, I'm done. There you go, Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, coming up next here on the program, Nash Car. We'll talk to Nash next.
BJ and Jamie.
This is going to be huge, man. It's going to be big. BJ Knight at the racetrack. Well, if we agree to terms here, right?
we got to talk to Nash first of all.
All right, I got to go to him. Let's see if I can pull this up. Good morning, Nash.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, there he is.
Welcome. And I've got a couple of things I want to run by you here with BJ Knight down at the racetrack.
Okay.
All right.
Is he on a delay?
I don't know. First of all, before we even get into that, let's talk about you real quick here. How's the racing business going? Where are we at in points and all that? Let's just get updated here.
We have a huge points lead for state. That is pretty much on the lock.
All right.
Oh, it's on the lock.
You've been killing it, buddy. Yeah.
The last points race is tonight at Honor Speedway.
On the lock, by the way, Jamie, is racetrack talk.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Just thought I was.
Okay.
On the lock.
I knew
almost
that.
Almost like lug nuts, on the lock.
I knew that Blue a Tranny was race
yes,
talk.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I got
it's
that.
All the
I learned
same.
That. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, back to you. Go ahead, Dash.
We've had some pretty good weeks here.
Okay.
We finished second at Callahan's.
Okay.
My first podium finish at that track in 5 years.
Wow!
Congratulations!
Podium,
man,
baby!
Pony up!
Yeah, so how many people were racing in that one?
There were six of us.
Whoa!
I came from sixth to third, and then the second place blew a tire, and
there
I knew that was go time.
There we are. We took advantage of a blown tire, did we?
No, you just...
We did!
I know, but I would have lied.
No, I mean,
and said I raced and I passed him, and oh my god, I gave it all.
I watch enough Lightning McQueen. I get this stuff. Okay, I understand how it works. You blow a tire, man. Yeah. I do. I watch cars all the time.
Oh, my God.
Hey, all right. Now, let's get back to BJ night, okay? Now, from what I understand, now, Jamie gave me this information. She told me that she'd been in contact with your mama. Well, I'll let her talk about it. You've been talking to his mother, right?
Right. And so she said that Nash, that you talked to the promoter or whatever, and they want to have a BJ Harris night. And it's just all about BJ and how amazing BJ is.
Yeah.
And there's going to be like dancing girls and it's like carnival and the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. And the drones in the air that spell out BJ is a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 12th at the racetrack. And I get to drive the car that night.
Right.
Yep. So
how accurate is that?
How we do it?
That's pretty accurate.
All right.
Okay. So so it could be BJ night at the racetrack?
It could be BJ night. Wow. We got a lot of stuff planned for you guys. We have a 2-seater car lined up.
I'm not
so
going.
So if anyone wants to get in with me, that's
I'm not going.
Wait a minute, get in with you. I thought I was driving.
2-seater car. There's a 2-seater car and then there's my car.
Oh,
so they're letting me use a 2-seater, another car that's a 2-seater, and have some fun with it.
Yeah. Well, Jamie's not going to ride with me. She doesn't trust my driving. Yeah. I've had a lot of traffic tickets, buddy.
Yeah.
I really have. But I feel like on a racetrack, I'm good to go.
You know what we should do? Yeah. We should do a pageant, and then we should crown a Queen BJ.
Yeah.
Like she could have a sash that says BJ.
Miss BJ.
Yeah.
Right there. She'd wear that proudly. What do you think?
Hello? You guys go right ahead. I'm trying to think of what to say.
I mean, I would like to have dancing girls. A pageant would be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do all this stuff, but at least, you know, mix and match a little bit. Maybe we get a like a drone show, fireworks show.
Fireworks.
Something of that.
Yeah,
maybe horses. I like horses.
Wait, well, why horses?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems like every parade has a horse.
Are we doing a parade?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
Yeah, even during the parade, as you guys go around the track, I'm sitting on like a float.
Oh, with,
like the king.
With Queen BJ.
Yeah, with Queen BJ. What do you think? What do you think? Can we pull this off?
Hello, Nash?
I will talk to the promoter and see what he says.
Okay. All right.
He can't wait to hang up with us.
Yeah.
We've got him on such the edge right now.
Look,
okay, maybe we don't have to hit all these criteria for me to get down there and participate, but I would like for it to be officially announced on the speaker system down there that we are
BJ night.
Doing BJ night here at the racetrack.
Wait, can they announce that?
Yeah.
Can they announce that over there?
Will they announce that even with children there? I mean, I know there are kids in the audience, but will they announce everybody, welcome to BJ night at the racetrack?
I think they need to add Harris.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, just gentlemen, start your engines.
we're going to get it all set up for you guys.
Okay. All right. October 12th, right?
Yep, October 12th, El Paso County Raceway.
All right, El Paso County Raceway, October 12th is BJ night at the racetrack.
Woo!
And I will be there live and in person, and I get to drive the car. Now, am I racing?
We're going to leave that up to you. They're going to either let you do a few laps during intermission just by yourself.
Okay.
And the race isn't an actual race. It's maybe with you and two other people, but they're not other real racers. They're just people that get in other people's car, and they're the same. They want to have fun.
Oh,
they want to do a few laps and experience.
Why are you wiggling?
Well, because I felt like that I would fit right in with a real race, and I'm not just some kind of side pony show.
I heard yesterday, whatever.
It's like when you bowl. You know how they put those gates up for you.
I know.
Oh yeah, the bumper bowling.
That's right. You're right. It's bumper lanes. BJ's on the bumper lanes. Right. You're gonna give me a car with a governor on it.
BJ,
huh?
Was you didn't want to race the car. You wanted to be by yourself.
Well, I'm about to change my mind if it's BJ night. I feel like I'm obligated to just race, and I feel like I could kick your ass. To be honest.
Wow.
How about that, pal?
Wow.
Well, I will get in another car then. And
okay.
We'll
all right. Now we got a challenge.
Dash.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
get him, Nash.
Yeah. That's right, yeah, Nash. Yeah. You know what you're doing.
Hey, is your girlfriend going to be there?
Whoa, creepy.
She is.
What?
She is going to do.
Is your girlfriend coming to BJ nights? All I'm asking.
Jamie, this is for you, too. There is a powder puff race where the girls get to drive the cars. So if you want to do that.
Really? Because that's not degrading to women.
It's not chauvinistic.
So I like in Pueblo, there's still like chauvinists down there.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm going to fit right in with this racetrack.
Let me guess, there's a bunch of Trump flags flying?
Yeah. I can't wait. This is going to be great. Woo! Go powder puffs.
I haven't heard that word forever.
I know.
Powder puff race.
Are you allowed to say that? That's pretty funny.
Dude, you are the best, Nash.
Oh, my God.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Are we racing this week? Anybody racing?
We are. We are racing tonight.
Oh!
Last points race.
All right. Cool. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you next week, then. We'll get an update on this, all right?
Oh, God.
All right.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. We'll see you next.
Did you really say, is your girlfriend going to BJ night?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's bring your powder puff night. Come on down. Let's have a good time, folks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be exciting. Get in there. I think I might race. I think I might go for it.
I feel like you're a little wound up about it now.
I am. Since I'm going to go down there, why not be a part of the race?
Why not?
Wouldn't it be crazy if the only race we won all season, I won it? Because Nash hasn't
won
one yet.
That would crush him.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would
just don't kiss the wall. I feel like you're going to kiss the wall.
No. Listen. What if I go down there? We haven't won a race all year long.
Yeah.
And I go down there and kick their ass. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Wow. You really do think a lot of yourself, don't you?
I think I could beat them. And if not, I'll race in the powder puff race.
Because I can always beat the girls.
Yeah, I'll beat the girls. Guys are better than girls.
God, it's Friday.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. I don't have anything else to say.
Okay, that's a good idea.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
This is going to be huge, man. It's going to be big. BJ night at the racetrack. Well, if we agree to terms here, we got to talk to Nash first of all. All right, I got to go to him. Let's see if I can pull this up. Good morning, Nash.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hi.
There he is. Welcome, and I've got a couple of things I want to run by you here with BJ Knight down at the racetrack.
Okay.
All right.
Is he on a delay?
I don't know. First of all, before we even get into that, let's talk about you real quick here. How's the racing business going? Where are we at in points and all that? Let's just get updated here.
We have a huge points lead for state. That is pretty much on the lock.
All right.
Oh, it's on the lock.
You've been killing it, buddy. Yeah.
The last points race is tonight at Honor Speedway.
On the lock, by the way, Jamie, is racetrack talk.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just thought I was
okay.
Off the lock.
I knew
almost
that.
Like lug nuts on the lock.
I knew that Blue a Tranny was race
yes,
talk. Yeah,
yes,
I got
it's
that.
All the
I learned
same.
That.
Yeah. Okay. All right, back to you. Go ahead, Dash.
We've had some pretty good weeks here.
Okay.
We finished second at Cowhands.
Okay.
My first podium finish at that track in 5 years.
Nice!
Wow! Congratulations! Woo-hoo!
Podium, baby!
Man, pony up!
Yeah, so how many people were racing in that one?
There were six of us.
Whoa!
I came from sixth to third, and then the second place blew a tire, and
there
I knew that was go time.
There we are. We took advantage of a blown tire, did we?
No, you yep. just... Okay, fine.
We did!
I know, but I would have lied.
No, I mean,
and said I raced and I passed him and oh my god, I gave it all.
I watch enough Lightning McQueen. I get this stuff. Okay, I understand how it works. You blow a tire, man. Yeah, I do. I watch cars all the time.
Oh my god!
Hey, all right, now let's get back to BJ Knight. Okay, now from what I understand, now Jamie gave me this information. She told me that she'd been in contact with your mama. Well, I'll let her talk about it. You've been talking to his mother, right?
Right, and so she said that Nash, that you talked to the promoter or whatever, and they want to have a BJ Harris night, and it's just all about BJ and how amazing BJ is.
Yeah,
and there's going to be like dancing girls,
and
it's like carnival and the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, and the drones in the air that spell out BJ is a stud.
Yeah. October 12th at the racetrack, and I get to drive the car that night.
Right.
Yep. So
how accurate is that?
How we do it?
That's pretty accurate.
All right.
Okay. So so it could be BJ night at the racetrack.
It could be BJ night. Wow. We got a lot of stuff planned for you guys. We have a 2-seater car lined up.
I'm not
so
going.
So if anyone wants to get in with me, that's
I'm not going.
Wait a minute. Get in with you. I thought I was driving
a 2-seater car. But there's a 2-seater car and then there's my car.
Oh,
so they're letting me use a 2-seater, another car that's a 2-seater, and have some fun with it.
Yeah. Well, Jamie's not going to ride with me. She doesn't trust my driving. Yeah. I've had a lot of traffic tickets, buddy.
Yeah.
I really have. But I feel like on a racetrack, I'm good to go. Go,
you know what,
go,
you know
go.
What we should do?
Yeah.
We should do a pageant, and then we should crown a Queen BJ.
Yeah.
Like she could have a sash that says
BJ. Miss BJ.
Yeah.
Right there, she'd wear that proudly. What do you think?
Hello? You guys go right ahead. I was trying to think of what to say.
I mean, I would like to have dancing girls. A pageant would be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do all this stuff, but at least, you know, mix and match a little bit. Maybe we get a like a drone show, fireworks show.
Fireworks.
Something of that.
Yeah,
maybe horses. I like horses.
Why horses?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems like every parade has a horse.
Are we doing a parade?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
Yeah, even during the parade, as you guys go around the track, I'm sitting on like a float.
Oh, with,
like the king.
With Queen BJ.
Yeah, with Queen BJ. What do you think? What do you think? Can we pull this off?
Hello, Nash?
I will talk to the promoter and see what he says.
Okay. All right.
He can't wait to hang up with us.
Yeah.
We've got him on such the edge right now.
Look,
okay, maybe we don't have to hit all these criteria for me to get down there and participate, but I would like for it to be officially announced on the speaker system down there that we are
BJ night.
Doing BJ night here at the racetrack.
Wait, can they
Is
announce
that?
That?
Yeah.
Can they announce that over the loudspeaker?
Will they announce that even with children
night?
There? I mean, I know there are kids in the audience, but will they
it's
announce
get interesting.
Everybody, welcome to BJ BJ not at the racetrack?
I think they need to add Harris. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, just gentlemen, start your engines.
Yeah, we're going to get it all set up for you guys.
Okay. October 12th, right?
Yep, October 12th, El Paso County Raceway.
All right, El Paso County Raceway, October 12th is BJ Night at the racetrack.
Woo!
And I will be there live and in person, and I get to drive the car. Now, am I racing?
We're going to leave that up to you. They're going to either let you do a few laps during intermission just by yourself.
Okay.
And the race isn't an actual race. It's maybe with you and two other people, but they're not other real racers. They're just people that get in other people's car, and they're the same. They want to have fun.
Oh.
They want to do a few laps and experience.
Why are you wiggling?
Well, because I felt like that I... would fit right in with a real race, and I'm not just some kind of side pony show.
You know, what I heard fans, yesterday, but,
whatever.
It's like when you bowl. You know how they put those gates up for you.
I know.
Oh yeah, the bumper bowling.
That's right. You're right. It's bumper lanes. BJ's on the bumper lanes. Right. You're gonna give me a car with a governor on it.
BJ,
huh?
You didn't want to race the car. You wanted to be by yourself.
Well, so. I'm about to change my mind if it's BJ night. I feel like I'm obligated to just race. And I feel like I could kick your ass, to be honest.
Wow.
How about that, pal?
Wow.
Well, I will get in another car then. And
okay. All right. Now we got a challenge.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
get him, Nash.
Yeah. That's right,
yeah,
Nash.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Hey, is your girlfriend going to be there?
Whoa, creepy.
She is.
What?
She is going to do.
Is your girlfriend coming to BJ nights? All I'm asking.
Jamie, this is for you, too. There is a powder puff race where the girls get to drive the cars. So if you want to do that...
Really? Because that's not degrading to women.
That's not chauvinistic.
So I like in Pueblo, man. There's still, like, chauvinists down there.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm going to fit right in with this racetrack.
Let me guess. There's a bunch of Trump flags flying.
Yeah. I can't wait. This is going to be great. Woo! Go powder puffs!
I haven't heard that word forever.
I know.
Powder puff race.
Oh my God. Are you allowed to say that?
You
That's
are
pretty
the best,
funny.
Dude. You are the best, Nash.
Oh my God.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Are we racing this week? Anybody racing?
We are. We are racing tonight.
Oh!
Last points race.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next week then. We'll get an update on this. All right.
Oh, God.
All right.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. We'll see you there.
Did you really say, is your girlfriend going to BJ night?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's bring your powder puff night. Come on down. Let's have a good time, folks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be exciting. Get in there. I think I might race. I think I might go for it.
Yeah. Sure. I feel like you're a little wound up about it now.
I am. Since I'm going to go down there, why not be a part of the race?
Why not?
Wouldn't it be crazy if the only race we won all season, I won it? Because Nash hasn't
won
one yet.
That would crush him.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Just don't kiss the wall. I feel like you're going to kiss the wall.
No. Listen. What if I go down there? We haven't won a race
he's never
all
won.
Year long.
Yeah.
And I go down there and kick their ass. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Wow. You really do think a lot of yourself, don't you?
I think I could beat him. And if not, I'll race in the powder puff race.
Because I can always beat the girls.
Yeah, I'll beat the girls. Guys are better than girls.
God, it's Friday.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. I don't have anything else to say.
That's a good idea.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.